Blog Talk Radio.
Great day. Thank you so much for joining me. I am Natasha L. Brown, and we are excited for 2021. So happy new you, not just new year, but happy new you. And I'm trying to get connected here to YouTube because we are live both in YouTube as well as Facebook, New Peace Wellness with Natasha on Facebook, as well as My New Peace Radio, mynewpeace.com. And we are excited to start this new year with you. Again, I am Natasha L. Brown, your host, healing evangelist, holistic advocate. I educate women on how to reverse disease by creating self-healing machine that God designed us to be. I'm also the author of 4 self-empowerment books, and you can find that information on natashalbrown.com. As well as, let me read our disclaimer. This is an informational session. I am not a medical professional. This broadcast and any broadcast or episode that you watch on these platforms are used to assist you in starting your holistic journey and maintaining it in the right direction. Always seek medical attention from your primary care physician, and for any medical emergencies, please dial 911. So if you are watching this on Facebook and you are not, you haven't liked the page New Peace Wellness with Natasha, go ahead and do so. If you are on My New Peace Radio at mynewpeace.com, go ahead and click the follow, as well as on YouTube, click subscribe and then click the bell so you know when we are going live. We are starting an entirely new season, and we are going to do it going in the right direction. Now, my first question to you is, how did you close out 2020? Did you close out 2020 lighter? Did you close out 2020 heavier? How did you close out 2020? And I don't necessarily mean physically. You know, emotionally, mentally, spiritually, goal-wise, did you reach the goals that you were looking to set, that you had set for yourself? Because of the situation at hand, did you just stop altogether and not try? Did you give up in 2020? And many people did. Many people said it was the worst year ever, but the testimonies I am excited about are the ones where people are saying that that was the best year that they ever had. No matter what the particular situation was, it was interesting to see and hear what people were saying as far as 2020 is concerned. And I was checking here. All right, so if you can answer those questions, you can type them in the comment. And if you did not fare well, what is it that you still need to complete, need to finish? There are several things that I am still working on that I have acquired an accountability partner, and I'm going to get those things done. You know, I worked on my book all last year, and you would think I'd be finished, but there are many things I'm still working on. So I'll have a book as well as a journal out this year, and we are going to make that happen. And you know what else took place? This is our 15th year in holistic healing. So New Peace Wellness is 15 years old this year, so I'm definitely excited about that. We've been doing this a long time, encountered a lot of people, some that wanted healing, some that thought I could just put it on them and they didn't have to do anything, some that were willing to do the work, and some that were just inquiring and did not want to change their lives. So again, I ask you, how did you close out 2020? Now, I think I closed out 2020 a little lighter. I definitely got some insight. I reconnected with some people. I disconnected with some toxic people that were, and I did not realize, were physically, and as a holistic coach, that's why I need a coach, it was causing and wreaking havoc on my body. I was sick constantly, and it was more so because of the relationship, not necessarily because of anything physical. And I should have been able to recognize those signs and symptoms, because those are some of the same things that I experienced when it was time for me to divorce. If you are in a relationship, I don't care what type of relationship, and you can't work it out, mediation is always good, having a third party come in and listen and moderate. If you can't work it out that way, then you have to let it go. If you don't let it go, it's going to literally kill you. And what is crazy is, you know, we use the term broken heart or what's some other terms? You get on my nerves, which can be literal. You know, we use it figuratively, but you could be damaging someone physically. You make me sick, which that relationship was making me sick. So we use a lot of these terms loosely, but if you pay attention to what's going on behind them, then it is creating an internal situation that is not for your benefit. So I do believe I ended 2020 lighter. There are many things that many of my goals I reached. The book was one that I did not, but traveling, even in a pandemic, yes, I was traveling. I would travel several times last year by plane. Even when, you know, once they started flying again, and it didn't take the airlines any time, you know, they were not restricted like the cruise line industry is. I stayed in the country, so it wasn't difficult to go and come, and I am glad that I did. A couple of times I hesitated, not because of the pandemic, but just because, and I was encouraged to go ahead and travel, and I am so glad that they encouraged me to do so. So those are real friends, you know. Go ahead and do what it is that you need to do. And many times doing certain things that we may be hesitant about, but we know that are for our good, those things will bring about healing in ways that we may never realize internally as well as externally, you know, emotionally and mentally. A lot of times we get stuck because we're not doing what we desire to do. We are not living our full purpose. We are not living to a place of joy and satisfaction. Why? Because we choose not to. No one is stopping us. It's all us. So we definitely have to keep in mind that self plays a large part and has to take responsibility to move forward in a way that will be productive. So we ended our last episode. We talked about holistic habits. So this time we're going to be dealing with healthier habits for 2021. And what I want us to realize is if you have not evaluated, and many people probably started in October, I know, depending on what your background is, September, October is usually the beginning of my new year, and so it's the time that I reflect and I evaluate, and I tend to see what I need to do in order to move forward. So if you haven't done that, if you haven't evaluated and reevaluated what worked last year on every area, whether it's physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, what worked for you and what did not work, is what we want to make sure we do. So evaluating those things and making sure we are going in the right direction is always a great thing to do. And with those habits, I gave several. It was the last episode before this one, so you can go back and listen to it. I won't go back over all of those again. But evaluating, you know, what worked and what did not work. Those things that did work, keep working those things. Some of the things that may not have worked, you may have to use a different form in order to get it to work, right? Or you may have to reevaluate how you were doing it. If you are someone that was exercising or trying to exercise after work in the evening and you just couldn't get that rhythm, you may need to get up a little earlier and work out in the morning, right? So that's not something you're going to throw away. So evaluate and reevaluate. If you were eating a certain way and you just couldn't keep up with it as far as personal cooking, there are many places that have meal prep. There are many companies that also offer, you can even use a food co-op and get fresh food in your area. Eat regionally and find someone to assist you in cooking it. There are many you can go anywhere. You can do an internet search and find many cooking, depending on what you want to cook, many cooking videos You can find many recipes that you can try. I even had my son, we used a couple of the food services. He would take the recipe and he would cook. He is under 18, so it's not something hard. Evaluate and reevaluate. What are some things that you need to do? If you were not able to reduce your weight, what were you doing to reduce it? I find that diets, D-I-E, die, those do not work because there is a particular thing that you kill or cut off for a short period of time. You get the results, and usually the average person goes back to what they were doing before. And when you do that, you gain more weight than what you lost. So what you want to do is make sure that you work with a professional. And holistically, when I work with my students, what we do is I educate on how to utilize this self-healing machine we call a body to work for us, not against us. Many of the diets work against us because, again, it's short-term. If you don't have in your mind, and I know as I began to lose weight several years ago, and I didn't even realize I was losing weight, I was trying to overcome a diagnosis of cancer, and that was reversed in my body by beginning to holistically live. As I said, get rid of toxic relationships, get my mind going in the right direction, my emotions going in the right direction, and then physically my body began to respond. And, you know, we may say we want to be a size zero, but our bodies know what we need, and it will accommodate appropriately. It's not going to put you in a size zero if that's what your structure, if your structure is not made for that. So keep that in mind. When you have these goals of weight loss dreams, losing weight and getting back down to maybe your middle school or high school size, that may not be something that your body can accommodate. So be gentle with yourself. Be willing to go with your body. As I began to change holistically, as we reversed that diagnosis in the body, I dropped no more than 30 pounds. And see, I had not been weighing myself because the weight was not an issue. I wanted to make sure that I was getting better. So as I began to do all of that, what began to happen is people noticed that I had lost a large amount of weight, which began a different journey altogether. So weight loss is something that you are going to do as far as your habits, changing those habits to make sure that your lifestyle can actually benefit from the habits that you have, and with those particular habits, move you in a direction where you can form lifelong habits. So not just healthier habits for today, but healthier habits for life. And that's why we titled this one, Healthier Habits for 2021. So those things that worked, you keep, and those things that didn't work, have someone look at what you were doing. If you didn't have a way of measuring what you were doing, like I said, I didn't measure my weight loss. So I don't know specifically what happened, but I know what I did to reverse the illness, and in turn that began to drop the weight. So measure. Keep a food journal. Keep a weight loss journal. Keep an exercise journal. Whatever you need for accountability purposes, do that and do it well and consistently so that you can thrive in the area of holistic health. All right. And also we want to make sure that we keep in mind that what we do on a daily basis plays a large part in our holistic destiny as well. So you are listening to My New Peace Radio, and this week's episode is Healthier Habits for 2021. I am your host, Natasha L. Brown, and we have been sharing information on how to make sure that we utilize those things that have worked for us in 2020, carry those over, and those things that didn't necessarily work, evaluate those things, find out what we need to do in order to move forward, and do that, right? So if you kept a cold all year long, what is it that you were eating or not eating? If you were whatever it is, if it was something that you didn't do for your body because you just didn't think you had the time, how are you going to do that differently? right? So my top five are always restful sleep, definitely knowing how many hours you need each night in order to be productive the next day. Hydrating, if you can get up to a gallon of water a day, then definitely you are going to feel better. Everything in the body is going to work better. And many people are dehydrated. So if you are dehydrated at any point, it takes 6 months to rehydrate your body. So listen to how important it is to make sure we're hydrating daily. If you can get 8 16-ounce glasses of water, pure water, nothing in the water, down a day, up to a gallon, you're going to see significant results. Even in your weight, just drinking that water on a weight, you're going to eat differently because you're not going to have as many hunger cues because a lot of those cues are dehydration. You're going to not eat as much because you're going to get full appropriately. The body's going to use that nutrition, and then you're going to have proper waste management, right? So after each meal, you should be having a bowel movement, and if you are not, you are not drinking enough water, and you may not even be eating enough in order to have a bowel movement. All of these are little things that play major roles in our holistic health. Also, you want to make sure you are eating more live foods. You don't have to go vegetarian, but you definitely want to eat more live foods because it gives the body life. The body knows what to do with those foods. It's not as hard on the digestive system, so the body can get the nutrition that it needs. Exercise, definitely you want to find out what time of day is best for you to exercise. If it's too cold to exercise outside or if you're not able to even get outside, then definitely, again, use the internet. We use it for everything else. Get some great exercise videos. There are some very simple things you can do on a daily basis for a few minutes a day. Get your heart rate up and make sure that you are maintaining all of the other health benefits and healthy habits that we mentioned. Also, you want to take time to be quiet. Be still. Listen to the God in you speak and let you know what your body needs. As you begin to set aside that devotional time, meditate, have that quiet time, and you learn the cues of your body will begin to adjust because you'll know what to give your body, and when it needs what it needs, you'll be able to be productive in that. So these are definitely some health habits that we want you to carry over into 2021. And again, how did you close out 2020? Let us know in the comments section. What worked for you? What you may need a little assistance with? Put it in the comment section and we can let you know what you can do in order to make sure you adjust, because many things that we think did not work because we really didn't work them. So sometimes we say we want to lose weight, but we don't want to stop eating our favorite foods when you really don't have to. You can learn how to cook those things healthy. You can find restaurants now more than ever. You can find places that are cooking healthier options of things that you love and like. You can cook them yourself, or you can hire a chef. And again, you have many places that are meal prepping, so they can meal prep for you, and that way you can have a variety. Don't let the excuses of others say that it's too expensive to be healthy. That is not true. Vegetables are not as expensive, especially if you get fresh ones, are not as expensive as eating junk and then having to pay for it in the long run. So definitely keep in mind what it will take for you to have healthier habits in 2021 and do those things. So what I want us to keep in mind is what didn't work, don't throw it away. Don't throw it away. Again, place it in the comments, or you can go to whathappenedtoyourlastmeal.com and click on the contact section. Let us know what didn't work, and then we can respond appropriately and give you some tips on how to make those things work for you. We are in the business of making sure you are living a healthy, happy, holistic life. Also, allow yourself more of what was working. You know, find out what was working. Again, measuring, so journaling. And you can keep just one journal. You don't have to have multiple. But find out what you've been doing on a daily basis. And keep in mind, when you make your daily schedule, whether you do it at a week in advance or you do it each night, for the next day, schedule yourself and not in pencil, right? In pencil, you can erase it and not be committed. But in pen, you're less likely to want to scratch through it. You know, it's going to be more permanent than what you're doing now. So keep in mind to put yourself on the schedule. You schedule your meetings, schedule your workouts. You schedule your phone calls for business. Go ahead and put in what times you're going to eat. Eat at the same time. Even there are some amazing apps that you can use to remind you to drink water. So listen, there is no reason that you should not be possessing wellness daily. No reason. Technology has advanced so that whatever we need, if we don't have a physical person to hold us accountable, there's an app. If you want it, you can get it. So definitely do not compromise your total well-being for anything, for anyone, and for any situation. Make sure you are marking yourself important enough to schedule you time, right? Self-care, self-love are all very important. You want to make sure that you are doing what it takes in order to love you more this year. And start today. You know, many people are on the bandwagon. You have many churches that are doing the so-called Daniel fast. Many of those people will drop weight. They will feel better spiritually at the end of it. But what are you going to do that first day after you stop? Keep in mind what works. Continue to work it, right? So, again, I am Natasha L. Brown, host of My New Peace Radio, as well as healing evangelist and holistic advocate. We are excited for New Peace Wellness to assist you. You can contact us. We can create a wellness plan for you. If you are wanting to get a group virtually or in person, so that you can do a group wellness, then definitely I am here for that as well. Just contact us at whathappenedtoyourlastmeal.com, or you can go to Natasha L. Brown. Or if you're seeing this on social media, you can contact me that way. Just direct message me. But always, always keep in mind, if you are watching this, you know what I'm going to say. I love you. Self-love, self-compassion, and holistic health are your superpowers. Have a beautiful 2021, and I will see you next week. Thank you for joining us.